Hello fellow Star Trek fans, welcome back to a brand new episode of 10 Forward, brought to you as part of the Clone Star podcast. I am your host Mike Overton, and in this week's episode we are checking out Season 5, Episode 3 of Star Trek Discovery. The episode is titled Janal. Let's fly. As the USS Discovery heads to Trill for their next mission, the crew gets into their usual routines for the season. Culber and Book update the captain on their opponents, including new insights about Mol, who Book recently recognised as having a personal link to. Meanwhile, Michael's ex, the former criminal striving for redemption that is Book, is eager to join the Trill landing party, despite not being part of Starfleet. Adira and Tilly pinpoint a Trill pattern in the puzzle piece that they discovered in last week's episode, suggesting a connection to the 24th century Trill named Janal. Ex-Captain, now Commander Rayner, is ordered by Burnham to integrate with the crew, and Stamets remains preoccupied with unlocking Dr. Velek's old tricorder, and is somewhat oblivious to Adira's emotional turmoil after encountering Gray again. It takes Reno's blunt intervention to bring him back to focus. The journey to Trill seems smooth until they encounter Guardian Z, who challenges them with a riddle. Michael quickly solves the riddle and the group descends into the caves of Makala, encountering possibly the oldest Trill, Kalzara Bix, who has awaited for a worthy seeker. Culber becomes a temporary host for the Janal symbiont, taking on a lively new persona and revealing that the next clue is nearby. As they explore, they learn about Dr. Velek and the scientist who, during the Dominion War, hid an advanced progenitor technology in a series of clues rather than surrendering it to the Federation. They face giant Intronaut predators, and upon reaching the clue's location, they must contend with the plasma-spewing monsters, which Hubix, leaves them to deal with. Back at Starfleet headquarters, Ambassador Saru, recently engaged to his Vulcan fiancée, navigates political and personal challenges. Meanwhile, on the USS Discovery, Rayner is struggling with crew interactions, leading to tensions, especially when he dismissively handles a rather enthusiastic Stamets, who's cracked Velek's tricorder. Adira reconnects with Gray on Trill, facing the reality of their diverging paths. The episode climaxes with a tense encounter with the Intronauts, which Michael and Book resolve by demonstrating respect and empathy, which impresses Janal and earns them the next clue. The episode ends with personal resolutions and hints of continuing intrigue as Mol, disguised as a Trill, plants something on Adira's sleeve. The things I loved in this episode were, I have to say, Wilson Cruz's acting as Hubix, as I'm now going to be referring to them as, was absolutely incredible. I think this is definitely some of the best we've seen Wilson Cruz in the most recent couple of seasons. I think season two, he really outdid himself with the whole, you know, coming back subplot. Just the sheer raw emotion and that we saw him back in season two. I feel like the character has stagnated a little bit through seasons three and four at times, and this week's episode is a welcome refresh to that, and it just shows how good of an actor Wilson Cruz really is here. It's great to see some sort of favourites like Guardian Z and Grey again this week. We also get that wonderful Jet Reno bluntness, which I just adore. I think Jet Reno as a character is incredible. Another part that I liked in this week's episode was Rayner's interaction with the crew. And I have to say, the outburst from Tilly, essentially putting him in his place and telling him to get a grip, I thought was great. I liked the little nod to DS9 with a Ferengi bartender, which I thought was quite cool. And yeah, just the fact that I think it's also great that Rayner kind of explained himself a little bit. The fact that he did only give them, you know, 20 words, but in those 20 words, pretty much nailed up each character pretty well. I feel we missed a bit of some key characters. We didn't get to see Owo, Dentma in this episode, which, yeah, it's just a bit, I don't know. bit of a shame because they're great characters. So yeah, there's a few good things about this episode. Definitely not my favourite one so far, but still a good episode. There were some bits that I didn't like. I do feel that the story was a little bit bland, I think. It was missing some seasoning. If it was a steak, it's missing the seasoning. It's good, but it definitely could have been better. I would have loved to have seen a bit more Blue and Adira. I think seeing them separate and go their separate ways, I think is very sad. But I do get it, you know, if they haven't seen each other for 6 months, it's very difficult to do, you know, long distance relationships like that if you don't physically get to see them. But I just wish that that had been written differently. But yeah, the episode was just a bit bland and a bit boring. It had some good parts, but it was quite dry, I felt, in places. And yeah, as I said, if it was a steak, it's missing the seasoning. It could have been better. The standout moment for me is Wilson Cruz's acting here. I think we've really progressed Hugh on a lot compared to where he was, you know, 2 seasons ago or even 3 seasons ago, back in season 2. The character has matured, I think, a little bit. And I'm a little bit sad to see the character go at the end of the season. But yeah, definitely my standout moment is Wilson Cruz. You did an insane job as Hubix in this episode. So to recap, following 2 very compelling episodes, episode 3 of this season presents a more uneven mix. The intertwining of plot, character development and action wasn't that cohesive, primarily due to the burden of managing 4 distinct storylines. Multiple point of view storylines often has been a challenge for Discovery, yet the episode maintains its appeal with significant moments. Wilson Cruz shone as essentially the MVP, stepping away from his usual role as Hugh Culber to embody Janal, a tribute to a classic Trek practice. His portrayal was convincingly distinct from his mannerisms to his clear motivations, linking his narrative to the broader theme of connection. The episode delved deeper into themes of science and faith through Culber and Burnham's storyline, enriching the season's overarching question. The riddle change added a classic quest element, reminiscent of ancient adventures, though through action scenes felt somewhat redundant from the previous weeks. The storyline featuring Rayner was another highlight. His character adds a new dynamic to the show, reminiscent of past captains like Jellicoe and Lorca, yet distinctiveness to his own. The interactions between Callum Keith Rennie and Mary Wiseman brought fresh energy to the episode, despite the odd decision to have Tilly handle crew relations. The episode offered new insights into the crew, from Linus's personal life to Reese's interest, through the belief clash between Rayner and Reno left audiences wanting more. I know I did. The storyline showed positive development for Rayner, Tilly and the crew throughout. It's unclear why new characters replace familiar ones like Owo and Detmer. Controversially, the Saru and Tarina subplot seemed more like an unwelcome diversion. Unsigning Saru as an ambassador provided the opportunity for world building, which could be beneficial for the upcoming Starfleet Academy series. But the storyline focusing on their marriage announcement felt, I don't know, almost trivial and a bit overly comedic. Doug Jones and Tara Rosling did well with it, with what they were given, but the plot seemed to be set up future complications more than contribute to the current episode. The Grey and Adira subplot, whilst not very dynamic, was important for establishing Adira's newfound independence, with Blue Del Barrow delivering a relatable performance. Despite the narrative changing, the episode advanced the season's storyline, revealing important details about Mole and hinting at future relations about the 6 scientists involved in the quest. The episode also expanded the universe with mentions of possible Breen threat and Zenkethi. potentially exciting long-time fans, and it was filled with lots of Trek lore, from the Jyntara ritual from DS9 to numerous nods to the series history, enriching the story and dedicated viewers without disconcerting the mere fan service. Although Episode 3 struggled with pacing due to the numerous subplots, it remained engaging and continued the serialized story effectively. Whilst not as robust as its predecessors, Season 5 offers a compelling narrative, balanced themic depth, fun, and character-driven storytelling. Thank you everyone for tuning into this week's episode of 10 Forward. Remember, if you like more Clone Star podcasts, make sure you check out our website, clonestarpod.com. We have got some incredible interviews on the War Room coming up for you very shortly. Until next time, live long and prosper.